Case 68.
Would you read the case?
Case. Yang Shan asked Sen Sheng, "What is your name?" Sheng says, "Hoi Chi." Yang Shan said, "Hoi Chi, that's me." Sheng said, "My name is Hoi Chan." Yang Shan laughed aloud.
Yang Shan asked the Sen Sheng, "What is your name?" Shen said, "Hui Chi." Yang Shan said, "Hui Chi, that's me." Shen said, "My name is Hui Yan." Yang Shan laughed aloud. This is a whole story. I would like to discuss about it instead of my talk. First of all, I want you to think about this simple story. How do you feel this? What do you think about this? Which is the Yang Chan's name? And Hui Yan is Sun Chan's name. So, once more again, I will read. Okay, what to read? Could you read once more again?
Yang San asked San Sen, "What is your name?" Sen said, "Hui Chi." Yang San said, "Hui Chi? That's me." Sen said, "My name is Hui Jan." Yang San laughed aloud.
Do you think about this story? Yang San, two persons, Yang San and San Sheng. San Sheng. Yang San's name is Hui Chi. Hui Chi. The whole name, Yang Shan Hui Chi, or Hui Chi Yang Shan, the whole name. San Shan's name is Hui Yang, so Hui Yang, San Shan. And then the Yang Shan asked the San Shan, "What's your name?" San Shan said, Hui Chi. Yes. San Shan's name. No, the Yang Shan's name. Okay?
Is that clear?
In other words, when I ask Yuko San, what's your name? So you say, "My name is Dai Ning." That's it. Okay. And then Yuko San says, "Yuko, that's my name. That's me." Then Danny says, "I am Danny." Then Yuko says, Yuko laughed aloud. That's the whole story. What do you think? One person says it doesn't make sense.
Well, does it have something to do with the lack of difference between the self and the other? One monk asks the other one for his name, and says even his name. So is there any difference between the first monk and the second monk? Well, in one sense, no, there is no difference. But then in another sense, yeah. There is a difference. One is sitting there, another one is sitting here. So in an absolute sense, there is no difference between the two. They're both the same. But in a relative sense, in a phenomenal sense, yeah, there is a difference between the two. One sits there and the other sits here.
what does love, loving aloud?
His laugh is a recognition of the other monk's awareness of the whole situation.
Whole situation?
Yeah. Whole situation means what? Whole situation means both absolute and relative. You're not in the samsara.
You understand? Again, who has a comment to his comment on
it? I can understand that intellectually. That didn't sound so difficult. But
you understand it.
I understand it intellectually, but I don't sense that.
You don't sense?
No. I understand the words. That part seems pretty easy, but he's still him and I'm still me.
So what is the point?
I don't feel it.
What is the point? Can't you tell me? What is the point? You don't feel?
Yeah. The point I don't feel is, I mean, intellectually I understand how we might be connected, but I don't have that feeling necessarily. I mean, it's easy to understand the words and what they're saying.
Okay.
That part, but somehow it feels like I'm still missing the point. The lake is still the lake, and Ed sits over here. I don't feel like I'm the lake. I don't feel like I'm Don, and I don't feel like I'm Mike.
And that's
I feel like I'm
Ed. I see. In a sense, you don't feel, you know, the significance and meaning of equality. Absolute.
Yeah. I'm wondering if to understand it intellectually, it feels like I can understand it intellectually, but I'm still missing something. It feels like it'd be easy to fool myself and say I understand, but I don't think I do understand.
Well, expression is a different expression. The I am you. The I is you. You are me, like this. But in other words, that is an absolute word. In the absolute word, whatever kind of word you can use, everything comes united. Everything is united perfectly. So I don't think it is matter. It is not necessary for you to be caught by expression, verbal expression. So-called lake is you. You are lake. If you are caught by the word, you can't understand real picture.
Yeah.
Okay. But that is expressions. Because absolute manifest every moment, every different moment. Okay. So you can use any words to express that absolute. For instance, the other person says, it doesn't make sense. Okay. In this story, she said, it doesn't make sense. But it doesn't make sense as the two meanings. Your intellectual sense, you try to understand, but your intellectual sense cannot reach. That's why it doesn't make sense. This is one meaning. Okay? At that time, your sense, anyway, is connected with your object. Right? So you try to understand. So object is really seen within in terms of your viewpoint. Right? And then if you don't understand, if your intellectual sense cannot reach it, at that time you say it doesn't make sense. Right? That is one sense. Right? The other sense is that regardless of whether your inceptive sense can reach or not, okay? Anything, it doesn't make sense means, it doesn't make sense means everything is just there. Beyond you can think or you cannot think your object. You know, in other words, you are not necessarily connected to the object. Okay? So, even though you think it or you don't think it, or you are connected with the object or you don't connect it, you are not connected with the object, anyway, object is what is just here. At that time, completely, it is the total situation of the object is completely beyond your knowledge. It makes sense or it doesn't make sense, completely beyond. So, it doesn't make sense has two meanings, okay? One is you are connected with the object. The other meaning is you are connected with the object at all. You are exactly object. In the same way, you and the object exist in the same way. Okay? Before you think it. At that time, it doesn't make sense. You understand? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense means completely it doesn't make sense. Beyond it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. That is called it doesn't make sense. Alright? You can taste it?
So that was his line. Because it doesn't make sense.
No. Even more than that. And you mean this, that's why you have to think, you have to make clear what you think as best as you can, right? Because Zen Buddhism always takes you to very clear situation of existence, including all sentient beings. And then you have to come back to that place once, and then you have to see once more again human world. So anyway, everyone has to come back to the thought of what you have thought. So-called, I don't understand, or I understand, whatever you say. It's alright. But let's go back to the source of your thoughts, which you have had. So called, I don't understand it. So that's all right. That is your understanding. That is fine. Let's go back to the source of what you don't understand. What does it mean? Let's make it clear. Let's clarify that your understanding. This is a Zen talking always. That's why this simple dialogue is really important for us. Right? So if you say it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense is not necessarily it doesn't make sense. It is really rich of meaning. Rich meaning, meaning is really rich. Because if you come back to the thought of you don't understand it, it's completely beyond that thought of you don't understand is really clear this state of existence beyond you understand or you don't understand. That is called truth. We say truth. Or sometimes experience, empirically speaking, it is called peace, or it is called harmony. So, it doesn't make sense, it is a pretty good understanding. So, because if it is really clarified, So from this point, if you come back to the source of existence, and what are they? What can you find? If you come back to, I don't understand it, or it doesn't make sense. If you come back to that thought, the source of it doesn't make sense, what can you see? Two things you can see. What can you see?
Subject and object.
Sure, object and subject, object, but by using the I'm talking of a source of I don't understand. Sure, two things. Yeah. If you go back to the thought of I don't understand, and then you can see two things interconnected, interpenetrated, very smoothly and very dynamically. You can see two things. Okay? That is called I understand it or I don't understand it. That is a thought. Okay? That source is truth. From this point, if you go back to that source, also called truth, you know, sunshine, you can see the two persons, sunshine and also yangshan, and also the trees, birds, and also lake, karagir, sky, and bird. Many beings can see, can be seen there. And then human being, my consciousness can see not all things. My consciousness can see one. If I see the bird, can karagi, and subject, and bird, and object. Subject and object. So always there is subject and object, yanshan and sunshine, always connected to each other. They're showing back and front, back and front, always. Okay. Lake and karagi, lake and karagi, always. Like this. It's dancing. Kind of dancing. Kind of, fluttering. Fluttering? Dokkan says, showing front, showing back. Fluttering maple leaf. When he was asked what the life and death. Life and death is showing front, showing back. Fallen leaf, maple leaf, a fluttering maple leaf.
Fluttering.
So, that's why it says, Yanshan asks the sunshine, what is your name? And then Shen said, Huichi, that's the Yanshan's name. That means he doesn't say his name. Immediately he took Yanshan's name. So in other words, that means Sunshine took the Yanshan's name. Okay. Simultaneously, that means if I take the as your names, okay, Bob. And then at that time, I took your existence. That means existence. I take you to. I take you back to the source of existence, taking a name. Simultaneously, if I take the other's name, that means I don't take my name. So that's why simultaneously subject can come back to the source of existence. So by taking the other's name, subject and object, both. Go back to the source of existence. Do you understand? That is called letting go. Letting go. Because both of them exist in the realm of where? Where? Both of them exist in where?
Truth.
In truth. In the truth, there is nothing particular name so called Karagi or Bob. So Karagi can be called Bob. Bob can be called Karagi. Because truth is exactly pure. So whatever kind of things, kind of a color you poured into the ocean of the truth, it accepts. So that means emptiness. In the emptiness ocean, you can put anything. So Bob is fine. Bob is called Karagi, Karagi is called Bob, it's fine. So that's why Fanshan took his name, Yanshan's name, Huiqi. That means he took the Yanshan to the salt, to the existence, pure source of existence. And simultaneously, if he takes out his object back to the source of existence, simultaneously he has to follow anyway, because subject that cannot exist alone. Do you understand? If the object is gone, subject is gone. This is the truth, okay? Subject, you should remember, subject never exists alone without object. If you say subject, Karagiri, if you really emphasize strongly Karagiri, simultaneously object. If you don't have an object, you never have a chance to emphasize your existence. So always subject and object interconnected. So that's why Fanshan took the Yangshan's name and take him back to the source of existence, simultaneously, Fanshan has followed. Okay? So, both, anyway, props, letting go. In other words, both return to the source of existence. And then, nevertheless, in the truth, next, Yanshan said, Huiqi, that's me. And then, in the truth, when Bhat come back to the source of existence, okay, at that time, Yanshan and Fanshan, Karagi and Bob are anywhere connected. So no particular name. Whatever you say, fine. Everything is fine. But people misunderstand at that time, because that is mixed situations. It's not mixed situations. Okay? Because it is completely clean and pure and emptiness. And then Yanshan drop above water, so called Yanshan, whole ocean becomes Yanshan. Because nothing else, emptiness. You put the one drop of Yanshan, and then whole ocean becomes Yanshan. And then, sooner or later, it is dissolved and melted into the one in the ocean. And then Yanshan becomes zero again. Next, sunshine, drop of sunshine is dropped. The whole situation becomes sunshine. That is the everything exists in the truth, and everything acts in the truth like that. So, this moment I do gassho, next moment I lie down and sleep. That's a different world. Okay? If I sit down here, gassho, And if I sit down here and zazen, expect the whole world becomes zazen. Next morning, I hit zazen and go to sleep. That whole world becomes sleep. Right? Do you understand? That is, basically, this is very true. Basically, if you do in the truth, you act in that way. No exceptions, no excuse. Then, it is not the mix-up. That's why next, Yangshan said, Huichi, that's me. Means, drop of water, so-called Yangshan is there. He realized who Yangshan is. Then Yangshan appears. At that time, Yangshan appears very clearly in the world of the truth. Okay? There is no sunshine. Whole world becomes Yangshan. Then Yangshan, anyway, act in that way, in the truth, showing, erecting the banner of the truth. Here is a Yangshan, this is a Buddha. Buddha stand up in the truth. Then at that time, Sunshan and all other sentient beings anyway support, help this Yangshan as a Buddha. This is Yangshan's existence. Next moment, Sunshan says, my name is Sunshan. Immediately, Sunshan comes up as the banner of the truth. Yangshan is absorbed into Sunshan's life. So no Sunshan, Yangshan. Sunshan appears and the balance of the truth. So Yangshan and Sunshan exactly alive in the truth. Okay. Always Sunshan appears, that's it. You know, Yangshan exactly honest, paying attention, pay respect to Sunshan. When Sunshan appears as a Buddha, anyway, Yangshan bow. Next moment, Yangshan appears and Sunshan exactly bow. And then that is the truth, okay? In the truth, all sentient beings, live like this, okay? For instance, the universe, universal, okay? Universal way of life, and also cultural way of life, okay? American way of life, and also universal way of life, both connected each other. And then, when you say American cultural way of life, exactly American cultural way of life, no other cultural way. On the other hand, there is a universal way. In the universal way, there are many cultural way of life. So, when the American way of life appears, that is very true, okay? Banner of the truth. But it is not egoistic. It's very humble. Because it's Buddha. Appearing in the universe. Not appearing in the realm of American way. Okay? American way of life appears in the universe. At that time, American way of life appears very humbly. Majestically, lofty, very majestic, because it appears in the universe. And then when the universal way of life appears, American life is completely absorbed, no American way. So it is exactly equal. But when you come back to the universal way, there are many ways of life. That's why American way of life has to have an ear and eyes to listen and to see other cultural way of life. when the universal way of life appears in your life, you have to be open and listen to others' life. That is universal way of life. You understand? Somebody said, somebody emphasizes universal way of life, not Japanese way of life, not Japanese cultural way of Zen Buddhism or particular way of Zen Buddhism. He or she wants to have a universal. What is a universal way? Practically speaking, not an intellectual way. Intellectual way, everyone understands. But an intellectual understanding of universal way is still idea. You constantly, what to say, beat up ideas, so-called universal way. Okay? But it doesn't work in your life. So in your life, how to make the universal life appear? You cannot make the universal way of life the world in the universal way of life. No. In a particular individual life, so-called American way, Japanese way, Vietnam ways, or European ways, different ways. Different form, there is universal way. The universal way for particular cultural form are connected to each other. Okay? Anyway, we have to taste about this. Okay? This is a reality, real reality, where you live. Okay? You have to practice this, but if you see American, if you really want to emphasize American way, hating the other cultural way, that's fine. But please, come back to the source of existence once more again, okay? And then clarify the meaning, significance of American way. Because American way exists in the universe, where all different cultural way of life exist. So how can you emphasize, clarify, make particular American way of life in order to help all sentient beings? Because American way exists in the universe where all sentient beings exist. That's why naturally you have to help all sentient beings. When you emphasize American way particularly, you have to help. Emphasis of American way of life should help all situations. Not Americans, Europeans, Japanese, all situations. At that time, you have to practice letting go. Keep your mouth shut. Do you understand? I always say, keep your mind shut. It means to throw it away. In other words, anyway, humbly, you have to use American way of life. Okay? In other words, you have to digest American way of life again and again. So this is the reality you exist. So in within the reality, both American way, universal way are connected. Okay? Yangshan and Sunshan are interconnected, interpenetrated, dynamically. Ecology and Bob and the trees, birds are interconnected. But it is not mixed up. Everything exists in independently, clear as it is, exactly. But it's not egoistic. It's fair, humbly, connected, helping each other. This is a picture, total picture of real reality where all sentient beings exist. That's when we have to practice letting go and gathering together, gathering in, okay? Gathering in, letting go, gathering in, letting go. You have to practice both. then if you understand real total picture of real reality, where you live, and then when you really understand how to live, when you understand how to make your life alive there, that time you can become great master, just like a bottom of the bucket. It's completely gone. All words flushed away. That is called enlightenment. Finally, Yan Shan laughed aloud. And this is great enlightenment. So in order to have experience of great laughter, they think you have to go through, I don't know how often, again and again, you have to go through letting go, gathering in, again and again in your everyday life. And then taste what is real picture of real reality you live in. Then, all of a sudden, you become great laughter. Do you have questions? There is a great comment over here, page 432. False gathering in, false let go, which is fundamental. Okay, fundamental. False gathering in, false let go. Yanshan and Panchan, boss, gathering in. Now the boss goes back to the source of existence, alright? The boss let go. Boss cannot attach to that real, the truth. Because they have to live in the truth as he really is. So, this is a fundamental. I mentioned some American way and the universal way. Japanese way and the universal way. So, but Japanese way, universal way, go back to the anyway truth. But that, they don't mix up. When the universal way appears, and works. And that time, anyway, Japanese way has to support that universal way. Means Japanese way has to digest it. Means humble, try to understand, try to show it humbly. And help all sentient beings. Instead of hanging on particular cultural backgrounds, anyway. But if you become a Japanese, there is a stinky smell of Japanese, natural. It's not bad. If you're American, there is an American stinky smell. You see that? But it's not bad. But it's not good. Because you are universal being, creature. So question is, how can you develop that American smell in order to help all sentient beings, in order to become universal? How? You really must be humble. Means practice of egolessness. Anyway. So, that is both gathering in and then you go. Okay? Which is fundamental. This is a real fundamental in order to help culture in every country, wherever you may go. It's very important. Letting go alternately they act as guest and host, but working as a guest, as a host. When the universal way of life appears as a host and others a guest. American way, Japanese way as a guest. American way as a Japanese way appears as a guest, universal way is host. So very natural both work together. Yang San says, what is your name? Tan San says, my name is Fui Chi. This is birth, letting go. Anyway, that's why Tan San kept his name. And Tan San also took his own name and birth, go back to, anyway, source of existence. That is letting go. Yang San says, I am Fui Chi. Shen says, I am Huiyan. This is about gathering in. Okay? Gathering in. In reality means in real reality, this is the action of interchange. Okay? This is action of interchange within the real reality you live in from moment to moment. Even though you don't notice it. This is really truth. That's why sometimes you don't understand it. But if your mind is become clear, very naturally you can see it. When it gathers up, when letting go, everyone lets go. Okay? Subject and object both exist simultaneously. So nothing exists alone, separately. So subject is gone, simultaneously object is gone. Object go back to the source of existence, simultaneously subject follows. Natural. So Sujo has all at once completely versified what he means to say is that if we don't let go and gather up. If we don't interchange, then you are you and I am I. Means nothing. Nothing in your head running through. Your action naturally comes up like this. At that time, you are you. Kali is Kali. I am I. In Prajnaparamita, form is emptiness, emptiness is form, form is not a different form, emptiness, emptiness is not different, is form, form is form, emptiness is emptiness. That third stage is completely flow in the water, in fluidity in water. Exactly going naturally. Okay, do you have a question?
Sam, could you explain more what gathering in means? Does it mean to try to realize the truth? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say more about that?
Deeply, you should go deeply into existence. Gathering in.
And that's the opposite of letting go?
Mm-hmm. The basic practice is that it's pretty good. Letting go and also simultaneously you can go deeply into existence. But if you create some, if you're always chasing after thought in that, then you are. It is not real Zazen, okay? And I am talking about real Zazen, you jump into it. At that time, you can really practice directly, total picture of reality. Okay? Where all sentient beings practice letting go, gathering in, constantly.
What is that?
Okay.
I still don't understand about the whole world or the whole universe. When you're sitting, the whole universe is sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sitting there in Zazen, and the whole universe is sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I'm over here sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, the whole world is sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two different universes. Everybody has their own universe.
Yes, everyone has a different one. But when you see, when you sleep, and the whole world becomes sleep, and everyone sleep. So there is nothing else.
But you're sitting Zazen.
No, that is a, immediately, that is a dualistic world. You come back. Okay? The total picture is exactly when you do that, then exactly that is whole world Zazen. Whole world Zazen means all sentient beings are dualistic. Otherwise, your life doesn't make sense. For instance, okay? There is a big circle here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what does this one circle consist of? By what does one circle consist of? Do you know something? By what? By what does one circle consist of?
Okay.
What does one circle consist of?
An infinite number of connected points.
None numbers. You don't know. Circle is?
A line.
Yes, circle is line. But a line consists of what? If you draw a line, this line consists of what?
Points.
Okay? Points. How many points? Have we ever counted before? This one circle, you know, consists of the points. How many points there? I don't know how many. It's many points. That is called moment, right? It's moment. Do you believe it's moment? If you are there revolve, if you turn the piece of wood,
yes,
okay, tied with a string, you turn it, you can make a circle, right? That circle consists of many moments. Many moments. But each moment, that one circle A consists of many moments. But each moment, each single moment doesn't exist separately. Okay. When you say one moment exists right now, circle doesn't, then that one moment must be connected at the moment. Okay? At that time, one circle can exist, so called full world. You understand? Full world means what? At the moment. One moment connected, exactly connected with other moments. What do you mean connect with other moments? It's not idea. It's nothing but action. Practice in movement. So how do we know? Turn. Constant turn. So circle is opposite this means one whole world exists. What is a whole world? How can I see a whole world? See the whole world? Or sometimes many moments we can see. Exactly in that you can see many moments because you can show the whole world. But simultaneously, if you come back to you, immediately that is one moment. Okay? If you come back moment, immediately moment separate by your
consciousness, but it cannot do this, practically speaking. If you separate it, once the group disappears, because movement stops. Alright? So that's why, you know, during Zazen, if you do Zazen, whole world becomes Zazen.
Can I ask you another?
Sure.
Okay. Yangshan and Sunshan both, okay, when one says, this is my name, it's like a drop in the ocean and the whole ocean turns one color. And then the other one says, this is my name and the ocean, and that evaporates and the ocean becomes the other color. If they say it at the same time, what happens to the ocean? Is it two different oceans or?
Two different drop of colors of water, anyway, mm-hmm. are dissolved and melted into the ocean. Ocean, one ocean.
Okay, so if you have yellow and red, the ocean becomes orange.
Orange also returns, dissolves, and melted into the one clear ocean. So no color, exactly. No. Temporarily we can make it a color, but dissolving. Because it's huge. Do you understand? It's huge. The ocean is characterized by nothing to remain, even the dead. Okay? No dead bodies remain in the ocean.
But if that's so, then how do they remain? And how do they get themselves back?
That's why moment is very important, you know. You have to observe in a moment that is a great opportunity to exist and to manifest who you are, what you are doing, it's very important for us. And then next moment it disappears. It's very nice for us. If you can stay with a moment for long, that's a trouble for us. You can't develop anyway. From moment to moment, anyway, moment to moment, appear, disappear, doesn't mean something appears and something disappears, no. Because appearance, disappearance, connected each other, ha, it's movement. Okay? Movement, that's it. In the moment, in the process, in the movement, always it is temporary, called intellectual, we call appears, disappears, appears, disappears. But how can we see appears to disappear? That is a practice in motion. I say that the temporary circle, you know, if I use the example of the circle, you imagine the world as a circle in the plane dimension. Okay? Then you say inside and outside. But world is not a kind of world in the flat dimension. Very true. Okay? Do you understand? So you can say what is front, what is inside, or what is outside, because whole world, universe is no particular circle. Okay? But it's very difficult to show whole universe. That's why temporary
we use the circle, but to limitate the circle. But if you use the circle, drawing the with the one line, at that time it is called the truth or universe. But that universe is already limited. The real universe is no circle, no frame, no frame. But no frame of the universe is difficult to express. That's why temporarily we use the radio. So no inside, no outside, no top and bottom. If you touch the bottom, if you touch the top, immediately it's bottom. Very quick. No excuse. If you touch the inside, it's simultaneously outside. That is the state situation of the moment. Very short period of moment time. Very short. There is no top, no bottom, but it's there, top and bottom, but it's pretty difficult to discriminate which is top, which is bottom. I know that.
How do we develop our ability to take, if you were checking that?
Is there anyone? Is there something about it? Through your practice, it's still interesting. But it's not my first problem. How are you? That is a pretty good question.
What?
How do you observe that?
Come more slowly.
But you cannot always draw this.
But sometimes.
Sometimes.
You catch a flavor that way.
But slowly is not always slow. Slowly is pretty quick. Short is pretty long.
This one orange flash.
Yes.
Completely.
Moment is exactly eternity. Eternity is moment. And then, at that time, slowly is slowly. And at that time, you can say slowly. That is called samadhi. Samadhi, exactly samadhi, means complete beyond slowly or not slowly. It's exactly be there. It's very still, but it's very active, quick. That kind of string of guitar, stretch tightly, exactly, it's very still. But if you touch it, immediately vibrate. So it's stillness, slowness or stillness is not slowly or still. Very sensitive, moving very quickly if you touch it. You know, brain waves, testing of brain waves, they realize that one. They naturally, your brain works in that way. When you are sitting very quietly, and then the sound of the pin falls in the floor, your brain vibrates very quickly. But very quickly, it returns to normal again. So, samadhi is not more active so from this point. But temporarily, we cannot understand that anyway. That kind of total samadhi, with the two actions, slowness and also quickness. We don't understand. That's why temporarily, anyway, let's go slowly. But you cannot do always. That's where we have this kind of, place and opportunity to put your body and the mind in calm.
Sometimes under different circumstances, but sometimes when I'm running, because I've run for lots of years, when you mention the moment by moment, and I actually get a taste of that, I ask, well, if there's moment by moment, who am I in it? But then when I ask, who's it really that's asking that question, it's like it disappears. But then it comes back again. Take another couple steps and it comes back, but it's sort of disorienting at first. I was doing that the other day. I was running up some hill, and sometimes, especially when it's very difficult and I'm having a hard time, and you have to go moment by moment, you keep coming back just to go the next step. And then you ask, who's this person running up the hill? And then stop and ask, who's asking that? And then it all disappears. But then it comes back. The flavor, the taste I got when you were talking about the circle before a moment.
Yeah.
Pretty much
food, that.
Well, one thing that comes to my mind is, I don't know which koan it was of the sun, but the official Rico, is it his name? He was talking about a phrase, heaven and earth and I are the same room or something. And then after he was admiring a really nice phrase, the Zen teacher sort of caught him and said, in my memory, don't look at this flower as if you're dreaming. And for me, that's a little bit a way to...
Dreaming means a little space. It creates a little space. When you do that, concentrating on breathing. And if you dream, you are creating some gap between the Dazen and you and concentrating on breathing. And then many thoughts, many imagination comes in. That's a dream. So if you really want to keep something going back to the thought, you have to want. Well, particularly in every day, you can practice this one. I don't know what your occupation is, in the typing and or the washing dishwasher. Washing dishes, you know, or cleaning the room, start reading the book. If you really then read the book with a concentration, full concentration, you really taste the thoughts. Even though you don't taste it at that time, at that moment. Anyway, if you continue to do that, someday you can taste it. Well, in order to have nice fruit on the tree, right? You have to cut for the branches, lots of branches during the winter, January, February. Nobody knows. All sentient beings are there with hibernated. So no one knows. You just concentrate on dishwashing. How does this, what is that? You always think, is this helpful for me or not? But this is really good practice, just like cutting the branches in a boldly. Don't take the two branches boldly, not in the spring. during the January and February, nobody knows. All sentient beings are isolated. Did you say?
How do I choose when it's January
and February? No, that means, don't worry about January and February. That means, you know, that we always try to find results, good results immediately. But a tree, in order to get the good fruit, anyway, on the tree, you have to start just cutting the branches. That means, you understand? Do you understand the word? Is that clear? You know, when I became a monk, I was really jealousy of my teacher, because teacher's life was going very peacefully, harmoniously, and whatever he wants to do, he can do as he wants to do. But I was always following him. I was always nervous and asking him, shall I do this or shouldn't I do this? Always, you know, like a mouse. Going here and there, no peaceful life, you know, always restless. So I was very jealous, you know, for my teacher's life. I wish I could be the teacher. In the past. But I didn't pay attention behind wrong history of his life, behind his life. I can see right now. I always try to get the good thing right now without cutting branches and during the winter time. If I want to cut the branches, I want to cut the branches in summertime, with springtime, because everyone knows it. But I want to always keep walking with a poor car. Do you understand? Now I understand my teacher's right. Jesus Christ is not very easy. I don't say I thought, please.